Greetings, my fellow brothers and sisters, and welcome back to my Sunday school lesson commentary and preview for this upcoming lesson entitled Jonah, Fiery Harbinger of Doom. I am your host, Pastor Jordan, and will be sharing my thoughts on this lesson. For any first-time viewers, I'm glad you found us, and I hope you will return. This Sunday's lesson text is found in the Old Testament book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and you can view it by clicking the link. Jonah is known by many people for being swallowed by a large fish or whale and being thrown up 3 days later. Jesus referenced this incident in his own ministry in relation to his death and resurrection. Many preachers cite Jonah as an example of their reluctance to answer the call to preach. Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale after he tried to flee from God's call to preach to the people of Nineveh. The Nineveh that Jonah was called to preach to was not Jewish, but pagan and heathen, much like our culture today. Evidently, their behavior had gotten to the point to where God would no longer withhold judgment upon them. But God is gracious and merciful. He sent Jonah there in order to inform them of their upcoming destruction. Though he is not required to, God would often warn people then as well as now of coming judgment. Jonah's message to Nineveh was straight and to the point. He did not mince, soften, or veil his words in the message. He was not trying to spare anyone's feelings, be polite, nor trying not to offend anyone. His message was without love, compassion, or mercy in both tone and substance. Today, many who attempt to preach and teach the Word of God do so as if they are walking on eggshells by trying not to be offensive, hurting anyone's feelings, or turn anyone away. Preachers and teachers do need to be mindful of their tone and choice of words, but not to the expense of the hard reality of the truth, even if there are those who don't like it, are offended, or turn off by it. This no-holds-barred method worked on the people of Nineveh to the point that they believed the preaching of Jonah and repented and fasted in response to Jonah's message. Though it contained no mention of repentance, forgiveness, or mercy, it was so powerful and believable that they repented and fasted without any conditions from God. Just the threat of destruction and judgment was enough for them to change their ways. For thousands of years and many generations, the threat of judgment, the appeal to repentance, and the promise of mercy and salvation has been the driving combination of divine messages that have compelled many to come to faith in God and Christ. This combination has led many to amend their ways and choose life and God over death and unbelief. And while the challenge to convince the hearts and minds of people over the years has been difficult, people today seem to become more resistant to this message with each passing generation. The reasons for this resistance are varied and complex. We must therefore pray and ask God to help us to discover and implement the tools and techniques needed to penetrate the resistance that is overtaking the minds and hearts of those in our generation. Finally, Jesus said that the men of Nineveh would stand at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here. The people of Nineveh repented without a promise of grace, mercy, or salvation, and people today will not repent and have God's promise for all three. This is why it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, Nineveh, and many more in the day of judgment than it will be for those of us who have the gospel but refuse to repent and obey. Well, be sure to look over the lesson again and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and perspective on the meaning of this lesson. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So, let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to what? Fear God and keep His commandments.